This evening, I'll be sharing lessons from the God of all possibilities. It will be a very brief message, and I pray the Holy Spirit gives me enough inspiration to share what's in my heart. There's only one name, or the way we can see God, really, is the God of possibilities, because there's no impossibilities in Him. No matter the situation, no matter the circumstance, when we see God, the works of His hands, the mighty miracles we must have seen or heard, one thing is clear, is God is a God of possibilities, and there's nothing too difficult for Him. Let's go first to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. In the beginning, God spoke, and in the beginning, God created heavens and the earth. Verse 2, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the earth. And the Spirit of God moved upon it, and God said, let there be. And that seemingly hopeless situation came to life. God spoke, and even the universe that was not in existence came into being. He created light out of darkness. And suddenly, we have earth. And that is from a seemingly hopeless, impossible situation. A situation where even the world was not in existence. But what God cannot do does not exist. And what about Sarah? Abraham and Sarah. From a situation of pure hopelessness. But God can never lie. He spoke, and that hopeless situation, from that hopeless situation, Sarah gave birth. Well advanced in age, totally hopeless situation. The God we serve specializes in making possibilities happen in our life every day. I'm very much sure that if they should carry a census as we are seated here, that is there anyone here that God has not visibly shown up for? There definitely be none. That we are seated here is because God has made this possible. Because if not, we will definitely not be here. What about Gideon? In Judges 6 to 8, Gideon on his own accord gathered an army, and he thought that the battle was based on what his army could offer. And God said to him that even those armies were too much, that he only needed 300. You may be looking at yourself today and say, okay, I'm to attend this interview, or I'm to attend that interview. Oh, I don't have the qualification for this. I don't have the prerequisite stuff for this, for this. God is saying that which you have this evening is even too much. That situation that is appearing before you, God is saying that what you have already is already too much. All you need to do is to trust in Him. Your qualifications is definitely too much. Your experience is definitely too much when it comes to God. There was a story of someone I heard, an engineer, a graduate of engineering. He's been looking for a job everywhere and he has not gotten any. And one day he had this opportunity for a well lucrative job and he decided to attend the interview. And he dressed, well kitted, put on suit, everything. And when he was called to come in, he answered all the old questions so well because he was prepared and he needed that job. And they looked at him and said, we needed an engineer. Fine, you have everything, but why are you putting on suit? That you are putting on suit, you are too touche for the job. And because of that, he was denied something he's very much qualified for, did very well, but because for them, he was wrongly dressed. But we all know, when we want to attend such interview, multinational, we put on our best. We put on our best, and he was robbed of that. So sometimes when we look at ourselves and we think that what we have is not enough, we'll be robbing ourselves from the presence of God to make that difference in our lives. Because that thing extra you want to add may be the disadvantage why you will not be taken. You think you've not prayed enough. You've not fasted enough. You've not cried unto God enough. So because of that, you take a step back and you think that, what I have is not enough. But I'm telling you this evening, what you have is enough. What God has deposited in us as we are all seated here, including those watching us online, is more than enough to take us to the next level of grace. If you have everything, you know everything, you are well qualified for everything, then the truth is that you don't need God. And by strength shall no man prevail. So you definitely don't need God. If He's the God of all possibilities, then we must know that whatever we present, we should always leave that space there for God. He is the finisher. But I used to tell my kids and my family that if God is not the author of what you are calling Him to come and be the finisher, then He will not be the finisher. So He must be the author from the beginning. Then you can call Him to come and finish that which He has started. But most often, we do it with our own strength. We go in our own way. And when we are now faced at the brink where no other choice, then we remember that we have a God which we are supposed to have called from the very beginning. If He is the author, then definitely the God of all possibilities will definitely show up to be the finisher. But most often, this God, as they shared last week, last week when they shared how big this God is and what the galaxy is all about, and the earth in the galaxy, and Nigeria in that earth, and us there, you find out that, in fact, it's as if we don't exist. Because even the country in the galaxy is as if it does not exist. Because the earth itself is so minute in the galaxy shown to us last week, as if the earth does not exist even in the galaxy. But God yet is so mindful of us that the Bible makes us understand that he made us a little bit lower than the angels. Bible said he made us a little bit lower than Elohim himself. A little bit lower than himself. So no matter the situation, let us know that God is involved. He said, I will never, never leave you nor forsake you. Praise the Lord. Now let us look at Abraham. When God was dealing with him, yet he had faith. So if we are to deal with this God of all possibilities, then we must have faith. We must believe in him. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, now faith is the confidence in what we hope for and assurance of what we do not see. We must cultivate unwavering faith in God's ability, not in our own ability. Because in our own ability, it will surely fail us. It will surely fail us. But we have a reservoir to draw from. And that reservoir has no end. And that reservoir is open to every one of us to draw from it. What we now make out of it is now our own cup of tea. One other thing that is expected of us is that we must obey and take action. For the God of all possibilities to work for our own favor, we must obey and take action. As found in James 2:17. Faith must be accompanied by works, by your own effort. God expects us to do all we can, as if everything depends on him. And he also expects us to walk and do all we can, as if everything depends on us. That is faith with works. So you can't stay and pray all through and do nothing and expect the God of possibilities to work for you. Fine, he will. But he expects you to do all you can as well, as if everything depends on you. Faith without works is dead. And in doing this, he expects not just professing faith. The works, you must also obey. Because instructions will come. Prophecies will come. 1,000 prophecies may come from this altar. But it is the one that you catch that is yours. You can say, I've been attending New Covenant from day one. I was in that seminar. I was in that seminar. I was in that conference. I was in that workshop. We started the foundation together. May we not be storytellers in Jesus' name. You may say from the very beginning, we are the ones that when did he give his life to Christ? I have given my life to Christ before he was born. These ones did not know what is called born again. Our time. We must obey. Otherwise, we'll just be storytellers. Words keep coming out, and the truth is that people are grabbing these words. Almost every week, words are prophecies comes out. Almost every time, word of knowledge comes out. They drop, and the truth is that people are having testimonies, big testimonies. So if you look at yourself, the Bible says, evaluate yourself and see if you are still in the Lord. Please, evaluate and see. Why is it that others are sharing testimonies? Others have testimonies that shake one faith, but nothing is happening in my own life. Because it's not just that you have faith. That faith must be put to work. It must. So we must learn to obey scriptures. Believe in prophecies. Catch the rhema behind them. And apply them in our life. They said, whatever you learn in academics is in the realm of information. It is the one that is applied. It is the one you consume, that you take in, that becomes knowledge. Otherwise, we don't be full of stories. So it is the one you eat. Thy word did I find, and I do eat them. It is the one you eat, the one you consume, that is your own. Not the one somebody else said. That is why testimonies can be shared week in, week out, week in, week out. Marvelous things happening in the life of people. As far as you have not taken any in and consume it, and desire it, and walk towards it, and grab that word, take the rhema, appropriate it into your life, it will just be in the realm of information. And you have lots and lots of information with nothing to show for it. God told Gideon, your army is too much. He heard. He obeyed. They were restricted to 300. Assuming he did not hear, or he heard, he didn't obey, and he went with 400, what do you think would have happened? He will say, God disappointed him. Most often in our lives, when we face challenges that we look back after, we not always find out that there is a place where we missed it. Because God cannot lie. If he promised something will be done, there is nothing too difficult for him to do. Always, 101%, always, there is something wrong with us. The fault is always ours. Because it's not difficult for God to turn our stories around. Second Corinthians 5:17 said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, it's a new creature. The old things are gone. Then we are in Christ. New creations. Yet we face challenges that looks insurmountable. Then we ask, are we hearing him? Are we patient enough to obey him after we've heard? Are we following his instructions I've failed in a couple of things in life. And sometimes there'll be a clear-cut instruction. But I will be using my head to think that, no, this cannot be. And the end of it, you know, because God is not a man, I can't lie. You will know. After that thing I've burnt your hand, you will know that you were, God spoke to you. You will know that you were instructed in a particular way. After you've fallen victim and you look back, you say, something told me. But they used to say, I die know is the cry of the fool. May we not be fools. Because we have a God and we have the Holy Spirit. In fact, I know it. Because God cannot lie. And as far as we are His, those instructions will come. And they keep coming. He can't leave us, the church, alone to just walk like blind people around. So his instructions are coming every time. Sometimes it may be the choir ministration. It may be through the announcement. It may be through just a word from someone. A word. But instructions are coming. In my career path, you know, for the past couple of years, I was somehow hooked in a way that I even don't know how to move forward. And I've been praying, how do I do this? And a couple of weeks back, like less than 2 months ago, someone met me. I think Professor Mojala, let me just mention his name, and said, "And do you have a team?" And I said, "I don't know what is a team meant." And he said, "You are in academics. Do you have a team that you work with?" I said, "No, no, because I couldn't even." Because there was a time they asked us to come out here that we should write whatever anybody wants to do, so that, you know, this mentorship group. And the mentorship group they listed, there was none that has to do with me. And I wrote there, that was like 4 years ago, that I'm into academics and my dream is to be a professor. You know? And he told, you know, and he spent like 5 minutes with me. And he opened my eyes suddenly. And it was like answers to prayers. That you, for you to get to this level, you need a team. And a team, you work together and you review, do peer review among yourself. And in a year, you can have so number of publications. You can have so number of publications as you work with a team. And I have struggled. I have struggled for years. I have struggled on my own to have like, maybe like 18 publications. But imagine if I have had a team. What I'm saying this evening is that the God we serve here, messages are coming forth. It may not be from here. It may be from a member of the church. Please let us be very, very sensitive. Because we can't be so blessed here and still be starving of things that will change our life for good. And I went to my husband and I said, if only I have known this thing 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Maybe I'll be counting 60, 70 publications by now. And he said this. But it is more than he telling me. It's about me applying it. The God of all possibilities will not come down. That is where I'm going to. It will not come down. That word of encouragement from somebody, that ministration from here, that assignment given to you as a member of this church, that small unit you are serving, it is expected that you give your best and do your best. From that small unit, miracles happen. Let us not be floating. Miracles happen, so that is just one, no? I've been blessed in so many ways. So many ways. God will definitely show up. But you must be rightly positioned. You must be positioned rightly. You must be positioned rightly. Because it will not come down. There is nothing you are going through today. As far as you are in line with Him, as far as you listen to His instructions, as far as you obey, as far as you didn't just hear alone and walk out, as far as you are sensitive to the Spirit of God around you, there's no way the God of all possibilities will not show up for you. And He will show up for us in Jesus' name. He said, is there anything too difficult for me to do? Is there anything too difficult? Let me still share one little one. There's something we've been trying to do for a long time. And just 2 weeks ago, they talked about the Rock Cooperative here. How many of you heard that 2 weeks ago? How many of you are members? What I would have been able to achieve easily. The truth is that I was here when it started, though. I was here when this. I should be a foundational member. And the devil blindfolded me so much and robbed me so much that until 2 weeks ago, my eyes now opened. I said, and instantly, my wife took the phone. Trust me, as an Edoman, that Edoman know they carry last. We do, in fact, she has already taken the form, and we are in it fully. Don't wait until you are stranded and you are calling on God, and you think He's not answering. He's answering through different means. And He's answering every day. I've heard some testimonies that are not from the altar that are, you know, your heart will shake. Please, God will not come down from heaven. He has given us all we need for life and godliness. Let us make the best use of it. And let us expect Him to do His part. Remember as I started, I said you have to pray as if all things depends on God. And you have also to act and walk and do things as if all things depends on you. Then the God of all possibilities will definitely show up. Thank you very much.